And Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av. It's Alocha Oichel V'Shoitza Kol Sarkoi. You're allowed to eat on this Shabbos as much as you want. Umal al shulchanay afilu kisuda shleima b'shaitin. You can have the biggest, fanciest suda you want, even like Shleima Melech had at his times. V'bal Tereya Shabbos, you're allowed to eat whatever you want. Shrashi, v'chein Erev Tisha B'av shechal yus b'shabbos, afo pishim chal yus b'choyl. Lo yoichel shnei tavshilin, even on a regular Erev Tisha B'av, t'chi yusuda samasekin. Is not even to have two tashilin, v'lo yoichel bosi, you can't eat meat, shita. V'lo yishto yayin, ob'achshu shu Shabbos, but without today, right now, is Shabbos, oichel kotzorkoi. V'shaitoi, shoyse, shaitoi, yemedisloi, v'malchusoi, the melech v'edyitevi. Hey, Shleimet one time was a hedyit, one time was a melech, so it means v'shaitoi, when Shleimet was the melech. So here you have tremendous sudis, so even if you make such a tremendous sudis, it's also mutter. Without today is Shabbos, it's mutter. Chal liyos Tisha B'av ver Shabbos. What happens if Tisha B'av comes out on Friday? Is alocha mavien loy kibetzel. So that time I supposed to have a fast. They fasted on Friday. The ma'aser today it doesn't come out anymore like this. But before they were kavei the calendar, you come out the Tisha B'av came out on Friday. So the locha is mavien loy kibetzel. They brought him an egg. The oichel and he ate kadesh lo yikonis the Shabbos kishumuna. Today he shouldn't come into Shabbos. Mom is starving away. So hey, lechuri, you see, how come he ate? His pshat is that as soon as they were mekabel Shabbos, even though it's still yoin, it's only after plaga mincha, the tainus of Tisha B'av ended, and he was allowed to eat right then, even before really, really Shabbos starts. Like he just made a taste for Shabbos, he was mekabel Shabbos early. But once you're mekabel Shabbos, mashma the tainus ends, and you're allowed to eat then. And what's the hezbi? You can eat earlier. Today, when it comes to real Shabbos, you shouldn't be muni, you shouldn't be starving away. Maratanya, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Pa Machat Sayinu Yoshin Ophel Rabbi Kiva, we once sitting in front of Rabbi Kiva, the Tisha B'av Shechal Liyos Derev Shabbos Oya, Tisha B'av came out on Friday, the Vialoi Beitza Migulgolis, they gave him this egg that was roasted, Rashi Migulgolis Tzluya Raka, it was roasted, very soft roasted egg, and Vigomoi, and he swallowed it, Beloi Melech, and without any salt, Beloi Shoye Toivlo, not the Pshat was, he was hungry, and he really wanted to eat it, he did it to show the lochris like that. That the lochris on a tainis that comes out on Friday, you're not mechuyev to be mashlim. You don't medavka have to wait till tzeisik achovim. No, as soon as you're mekabel Shabbos, right away you're allowed to eat. So he did it just on to show the lochris like that. Yeah. Rabbi Yosi Yoma, Rabbi Yosi says no. Misane umashlim. Rabbi Yosi Shittur is no. If a tainus comes out on Friday, you have to fast the whole day. Umashlim means until tzeisik achovim. You have to wait till it comes mamish tzeisik achovim. As if you weren't mekabel Shabbos yet, you have to wait throughout the whole day. Omar lehen Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi turned to the rabbonim. Iatem moedim li, aren't you moedim to me? Betisha B'av shechal lias beechad b'Shabbos. When Tisha B'av comes out on Sunday, yeah, moitzoi Shabbos is Tisha B'av. Shemafsig v'boi joyim. When do you have to stop eating shalashudis? You have to stop eating with boy joy before Shkia. Right before Shkia, we stop eating on Shabbos. So what do you see? You see, even though it's Shabbos, you have to stop eating. So you see, like you're allowed to be Nisana on Shabbos. That's what Yosi's Raya. So what then, when Tainus comes out on Friday, you're not allowed to eat at the beginning of Shabbos, but you have to mamash wait until Tzeitz Chodim. Omru Lloyd, the Rabbonim answered back, Avul, you're 100% right. Omru Lahem, so Rabbi Yosi said, "Amazoi, mali likonis bo kishumuna, mali lotzis bimenu kishumuna." But just like you murdered to me that moitzoi Shabbos at the end of Shabbos, you can't eat from Shkiyon anymore. So at the end of Shabbos you be muna. Who adin be murdered to me at the beginning of Shabbos? That cold man is not tzeis kachovim. You're not allowed to eat yet. You have to pav zechatainis, even though it's the beginning of Shabbos. Omru Lloyd, the Rabbonim answered back, "No, there's no tzushtel." Imamato lotzis bimenu shereyachol v'shasa kol ayam kuloi. Have big spiel. We tell you don't eat from Shkiyon, but you got to finish eating the whole day. You can eat whatever you want. You could have started the shalashudis 2 hours before and eat 2 hours straight shalashudis, and we tell you stop by Shkiyah. So that we tell you to stop by Shkiyah is not Pshat Yibi Mu'una now. You're feeling hungry now on Shabbos. You can have another fill for no Shabbos. That's why you have to stop by Shkiyah time. Oh, but to Yom Lekonazbo, Mashenk in a case where you were fasting on Friday and now you want to come into Shabbos. Kishumuna, if you're fasting a whole day, it's not nice.
it's not covered for Shabbos, that if you're makabel Shabbos early, that right now it's Shabbos already, and still we tell you you can't eat right now. You have to be starving away until Tzatzik Chavim, that's not the covering. So that's what a Chavim say, the Din of Tainus is, it ends when the beginning of Shabbos is. And you don't have to wait till Tzatzik Chavim. The Yomer, Ula Alocha Ki Rabbi Yossi. Ula said Alocha is like Rabbi Yossi L'chumra, that yes, you have to wait. You have to wait till Tzatzik Chavim. Alright, stop here.
You're holding up Mem Aleph, or Mem Aleph in the middle. Well, again, we're in the middle of the Shiloh, if you have a Tainus that comes out on Erev Shabbos, do you have to finish the Tainus till the Tzeisk Chovim, or at least till Kabbalah Shabbos? Or else the Shiloh ain't Mashlimim. No, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to fast Mamash until Shabbos. It's a bizoyin to come into Shabbos when you're still hungry, so you have to bedavka eat before Shabbos. And that's why a little bit, not like I learned yesterday. Because on the Tzatzis say, Eimashlimim is a pshat, you have to eat on the day of the Tainus. It's on Friday. Like, I don't know exactly what time. The whole point of before Shabbos starts, you have to eat on Friday. On the Tzatzis say, Mashlimim means no. You're allowed to fast the whole Friday until it comes Shabbos. Now, when is it called Shabbos comes? So this is the Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say you have to mamish wait until Tzatzik Chovim. And some Rishonim learn, no, as soon as you make Kabbal Shabbos, that's enough. Like, let's say you makabel Shabbos after Plag HaMincha, even though it's before Shkia, still you don't have to fast anymore. We're in the middle of the Shaila. Are you allowed to be Mashlim or not? If you makabel upon yourself a Tainus Friday, or else Tishvav comes out on Friday, or else Asar B'Tavis comes out on Friday, what's the Lochem? Are you allowed to fast the whole day Mamash until Shabbos? Or you the B'davka have to eat beforehand, today when you come into Shabbos, you're not Muna? Yeah. So we have before the Yomul Halacha Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yosi was the one that said Mashlimim, you're allowed to fast. You're allowed to fast the whole day. For the Gemara Mi Abdin and Rabbi Yosi, do we do like Rabbi Yosi to say what you're allowed to fast the whole day? Or Reminu have a kasha. Ein goizrim tainis al hatzibur barosh chadoshim. We don't make a tainis on the tzibur on Rosh Chodesh, who are din bechanika over Purim. You don't make tainis on these days. Let's say the Tzibah started to fast beforehand, and they were guys at the fast for 30 days, and now Punkta came out at the end of the 30 days, it's Chanukah. Then the Locha is Eimafsikin. You don't have to stop, you're allowed to fast. Adi has started to fast beforehand, you're allowed to continue fasting even though it comes into Purim and into Chanukah. Diver Rabbi Gamliel, this is Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Omer Rabbi Meir, says, Afal Pi Shomer Rabbi Gamliel, Eimafsikin, even though Rabbi Gamliel holds Eimar Sikin means you did not stop. As if you started your 30 days of fasting before Chanukah, you're allowed to continue fasting even during Chanukah. Of a Moida Hoyu Shein Mashlimim. But he's Moida, you don't have to finish the Tainus. You don't have to fast the whole day. About these days are like a Yom Tif, it's a Chanukah or Purim. So even though you're allowed to fast now because you started to fast beforehand, but these days are Zicha Ein Mashlimim. You don't fast the whole day. No, you're allowed to eat beforehand, before the end of the day. V'chein b'tisha b'av shechal lios b'er Shabbos. The same thing when Tisha B'av comes out on Erev Shabbos, it's the same halacha. So what did Ein Mashlimim? You don't have to finish. So this is what Reb Meir said over. So let's see Rashi.
That means you can eat after
Chatzos? Yeah. Now the Ikarish, you're not allowed to finish fasting so that before Shabbos started, you have to eat. That you come into Shabbos, you're not fasting, you're not Muna. How much before doesn't say Chlor? You're right, Lechur be after Chatzos, you'll be allowed to start eating to prepare yourself for Shabbos. So Rashi learns, V'yemetchilu, she'etchilu l'sanois chofer lamed yoyim. You start out to fast first 30 or 20 days. V'nichnesu b'hen yomei Chanukah. Oy Rosh Chodesh. Is Alocha, you're allowed to continue fasting. And Reb Meir says now, even according to Rabbi Gamliel, that you're allowed to fast on Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh of Hashem Mashlimim. So Drashi Tainis B'Chanukah of Rosh Chodesh L'Sanes Kol Hayom. You're not allowed to fast the whole day. You have to, like Vices, only have a half a day. After Chatzos, at least before Shkia, you're supposed to eat. And he says, V'chein B'tisha B'av Shechal B'er Shabbos. Nami Yei Mashlimim. Also, you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast.
You have to eat beforehand. This is the kasha. How do you say before Ula said halachas k'Rabbi Yosi that Rabbi Yosi said you are allowed to fast the whole Friday even though you're coming into Shabbos hungry? We do like Rabbi Gamliel. And Ramea says that according to Rabbi Gamliel, when a tainus comes out on Erev Shabbos, is a din emashlimim. You're not allowed to fast the whole day. You have to stop before Shabbos, kidei not to come into Shabbos when you're hungry. So Marvatanya we learned. Liyakab tirosai shar Rabbi Gamliel. After Rabbi Gamliel was nifta, nichnas Rabbi Yeshua lohofer es dvorav. Rabbi Yeshua came in to change around his dvorav. He wanted to change the halacha. Mashmi, Rabbi Yeshua holds, you could finish the whole day of Tainus. The Drash of Atlas Devorov, Volema Mashlimim. Hez Rabbi Yeshua holds, you are allowed to finish the whole day on Tainus. Friday, if you're fasting on Friday, you could fast the whole day into Shabbos. Is Omad Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri. Rabbi Yechonim Nuri got up, Araglav on his feet, V'yomer, and he said, Chazi ano, I see, Debosa Reisha Gufo Ozel, that our body goes after our heads. So Rashi says, in other words, Rashi, Chazi ano, Debosa Reisha Gufo Ozel, Royani, V'dinu V'dash, Etzricha Mono Loholech Acha Divri HaRishonim. We have to go after the Divri HaRishonim. What the Friedika said, that's the Pshat, our goof should go after our head. Our head means the people that are ahead of us from the door before. So we have to go after Rabbi Gamliel. Hey, how could you, Rabbi Yeshua, want to change the din? No, we have to go after what Rabbi Gamliel held. What the halacha of the Gemara says, Kol yomav shor Rabbi Gamliel, kovano halacha k'moisai. It's all the time when Gamliel was alive, we paskin like him. To say what? That ain't mashlimim. You're not allowed to finish your fasting on Friday. You have to eat before Shabbos. Ach shavat mevakesh levato dvorov. And now you want to come, Yeshua, and be mevato the divra of Gamliel? Has Yeshua ain't shemim l'cho? We're not going to listen to you, Rabbi Yeshua. Shekva nikvo halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, because we already passed in halachas like Rabbi Gamliel. This is what Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri said. V'loyhoya adam shira b'dorva klum, and nobody argued on him at all. B'dorva shara yeah. So chur is akasha. How could Ula say that halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that you are allowed to be mashlim, and here at Samashma we pass and call like Rabbi Gamliel, to say the din is ain't mashlimim. You're not allowed to finish the tainus on Friday. And the Gemara, the Dorish Rabbi Gamliel of the Rabbi Gamliel, stack it true. Calls him on Rabbi Gamliel was alive, they passed and did like him, that nobody fasted a whole Friday. If a tainus came out on Friday, they ate before Shabbos. Of a bedoyrish Rabbi Yosi, but in the next door already, in Rabbi Yosi's door, is of it Rabbi Yosi. They did like Rabbi Yosi that he held, you are allowed to be mashlim. So Drashi bedoyrish Rabbi Yosi, they have a boster hochi, it was years later, is Shavkul Lud Rabbi Gamliel, they left over the psach from Rabbi Gamliel, they kovu alochak Rabbi Yosi the mutter. They paskin now that din is like Rabbi Yosi, that you are allowed to be mashlim your tainus, if you want to. Fred Yumara, over Dora Shomagamliel, over Kramagamliel, is it true that in Gamliel's times, everybody passing like Rabbi Gamliel, that the din is if you're fasting on Friday, you're not allowed to finish your tainus? Is that true? For Tanya, we learned the Gemara and tainus. Omer Rabbi Lezab Reb Tzadik, Ani Ha Yisei Mebnei Sana Bemin Yamin. I was from the family of Sana Bemin Yamin. And the Rashi brings down the matzah was, they had the 10th day of Av was a yomta for them. Because that was their malacha to take care of the Eitzim for the Karbonis. They used to prepare the Eitzim. And they took care of it on the 10th day of Av. Let's see Rashi. Mibnei Sanov, Bnei Ben Binyamin. Mishpocha Hoya, Mishavet Binyamin. Shenofolehem Goro, Le Karbon Eitzim. They used to take care of the Karbon of bringing Eitzim, bringing wood to the Mizbeach. The Yud Ba'av, in the 10th day of Av, that was their day to bring these Karbonis, to bring the wood. B'yimei Ezra. The Yom Tiv Hoyelahem, Liyelam. Hey, every Yud Ba'av, it was a Yom Tiv for them. Could it not in the paragraph for the Tainus? The Gemara says in Tainus that for this Mishpacha, since they brought the wood on Yud Ba'av, it was a Yom Tiv for them. Now, what happened here? So, the Gemara, Pamachas, one time, Chal Tisha B'Av Lias B'Shabbos. It came out that Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos. The Locha is we don't fast on Shabbos. What then? V'Dadchinu Liachara Shabbos. We were Deicha Tisha B'Av to Yud B'Av on a Sunday. Now the Maisa for this Mishpacha, it's their Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov Yud B'Av. So the Maisa was, V'saninu Boi, V'lo Yishlam Nuhu. We fasted Taka on Yud B'Av, because Tisha B'Av was a Nidcha, but we didn't finish it.
We didn't finish the tainus. We ate before Shkia. Why? Mifnei sheyomtiv shalonu hoyim. Because it was our yomtiv. That's why we didn't fast the whole Yud Bov. So Mara's making diik now. Taima di yomtiv. Why didn't they fast? Why weren't they mashed on the tainus? Because it was mamashi yomtiv. Yud Bov for them was a yomtiv. So it's a diik. Ho'erev yomtiv. Mashma, if the tainus comes out on an erev yomtiv, then the din should be maslimim. Then you do finish the whole tainus. And even though these people, Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik, wasn't the times of Rav Gamliel. So you see, even the times of Rav Gamliel, when the tainus comes out on erev yomtiv or erev Shabbos, you are allowed to be maslim. Only here, where the tainus came out mamash on Yud Bov, on their yomtiv, that's why they didn't finish fasting. But I call upon him, it's a kasha. How could you say everybody was noig like Rabbi Gamliel? And the Gemara is no stira. Om Ravina, Shani Yomtiv Shal Devrayim, that Miteich She Misanin Boy Shoyis, Mashlimim Boy, Mashlimim Boy Arvis. A Yomtiv Shal Devrayim, this Yomtiv, on Yud Ba'ov, it wasn't the Yomtiv Midiraisa. Sam, this Mishpacha was noig Yomtiv, because that was the day they brought their korban of Eitzim. They brought the wood to the Mizbech. So they made like a yomtiv midirabonin. So yomtiv midirabonin, miteich shemistanim boy shoyis. If somebody wants to, he could fast the half a day. On a yomtiv midirabonin, you're allowed to fast the half a day. So since you're allowed to fast the whole day, mamela mashlimim boy. Therefore, you're allowed to finish it also. Mashlimim boy arvis. You could finish it off at night if you want to. Have you gone here? In other words, when their yomtiv, Yud Bav, we're saying now that on Yud Bav Gufa, they weren't mashlim. Why? Because it was a yomtiv. A mashma on the Erev Yomtiv, that the tainus would come out the day before that on the Erev Yomtiv, they would be mashlim. The Torah says on a yomtiv midirabonon yavadi yomashlim the day before. Arvis means the night before of their yomtiv, you fast the whole day, mamash until the night time, because it's only a yomtiv midirabonon. Mehenaraya, you see, you're allowed to fast half a day on a yomtiv midirabonon. You could have a tiny shoyis, a half a day. Mashenkin on Shabbos, that you're not even allowed to fast half a day. There's no tiny shoyis on Shabbos. Mel the dinish, you can't fast even Arvis. That means erev Shabbos. If a tainus comes out on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to finish the tainus until Erev, until Shabbos Mamish. Because then it comes out, you're fasting on Shabbos. So Melo, there's no stira. We hold like Rav Gamliel Avada, that on a regular Erev Shabbos, if you're fasting, you can't fast until the night. That's considered you're fasting at the beginning of Shabbos. It's also to fast on Shabbos. So in such a case, you have to eat before Shabbos starts. That's when Erev Shabbos is the tainus, or regular Erev Yomtiv. Here the mice was only yontif midrabbanan. A yontif midrabbanan here were mekel. So melon the yontif itself, they weren't mashlim the tainis. When Tisha B'Av was a nitcha, and they had a fast on Yud B'Av, they didn't finish the whole tainis. But a regular Erev tainis, a regular Erev yontif, where the yontif was only midrabbanan, abad, you could be mashlim. So melon was no stira.
So the next asorbitavis is Friday.
Hmm?
The next asorbitavis is Friday.
Right. We'll see what we pass him. We'll see what we pass him. Rashi, Shani Yomtiv Rabbonin, Kogain Hai Korban Eitzim, Hoyo Vakalhu. It's a Kaldik Yomtiv. Shemisanim Boyle Shois. If you want to, you could fast here for a day. Kidiktoni Visaninu Boy. We fasted. Lefikach Mashrim Boy Arvis. Kloima, what does that mean? Mutala Hashlim Erev Oysa Yomtiv. The Erev of that Yomtiv, the day before, if you fast, you could fast the whole day, mamash, until the night time. And you could come into this Yomtiv even though you're hungry. Even on the Ikra of the Yomtiv, you could fast half the day. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast even half a day. Shabbos is also to fast. Is the Melo could be also Namila Hashlim by Arvis, Shemashlim Erev Shabbos, Mistana Bamiksa Shabbos.
If somebody fasts on Friday and it's continue the fasting mamash until Shabbos, so at the beginning of Shabbos you're still fasting. Come to say if you're fasting a little bit on Shabbos, that you're not supposed to. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, the din is ein mashlimin. You're not allowed to finish your tainis on Friday. Your bedavka have to eat before the beginning of Shabbos. That's Rabbi Gamliel shita. Yeah, yeah, all right. It's still different. You're Masana, though. So you're fasting from the day before, you're hungry. So you're coming into Shabbos panic, hungry. That's not nice. Avada, if you're eating, you're not Masana, you don't have to eat the whole day, because that's normal. But here it's not normal. Here you're fasting before, your mom is starving, you're hungry. So that's not nice to be in that matzav on Shabbos.
No tainus can be the end of Shabbos except the sort of
tainus. That's the maisa now, but Zman HaGemara, there could be other tainus also. Yeah. Right. Omar Rav Yosef loy shmili hoshmaita. Rav Yosef said, I didn't hear this halacha. Omar lai Abaya, Abaya told to him, Ato Martin Alon, you yourself taught it to us. The Yehoah Martin Alon, and on this, you taught it to us. So Rashi learns that loy shmili hoshmaita, Rashi, the kovu ula liyel halacha Rav Yosef. Hey, Rav Yosef said, he didn't hear what Ula said, that halacha is like Rav Yosef, that you are allowed to be mashlim. So Frekta Abaya, Abaya was his Talmud, Rashi Ato Matan Alon, Rav Yosef Cholo V'Shachach Talmudai. Rav Yosef got sick and he forgot his learning. V'Abaya Talmido Maskiroi. And Abaya, which was his Talmud, used to remind him what you said. And he told him, you goofa told us the same halacha, that the halacha is mashlimim. You are allowed to finish a whole Friday in fasting. And where'd you learn it? Ahor Matan Alon. That the din is ein goizrim tainis ala tzibor v'Rosh Chodeshim. Metchilu you're not allowed to make a tainis on Rosh Chodesh. V'yaminu no lo, we learned on this. Omer Rav Yud, Omer Rav, Zu Divir Rav Meir. This is Rav Meir Shita. She'oma Mishum Rav Gamliel. That he said over the name of Rav Gamliel. Avu Chachomim Moimim, the Chachomim say though, Misane U'mashlim. No, you're allowed to fast, and you're allowed to be mashlim. It's even in the case that we had before, that Metchili, you don't make a tainus on Chanukah. But let's say the Tzibah, they had no Geshem, they had no rain for a long time, so they Kaveya to fast for the next 30 days. So they started to fast a few days before Chanukah. But Metchili, they decided to fast for 30 days, then you're allowed to fast even during Chanukah, since the tainus started before Chanukah. And we had before, Reb Meir learned, that even though you're allowed to fast, but the din is ein mashlimim. Those days of Chanukah, you're not allowed to finish the tainus. That's what Reb Meir said over. So now we're saying, so Rav Yudah, Rav, Zu Divir Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir sheeted to say, that when you do have to fast on Chanukah, you can't finish the tainus. And he said over the name of Rav Gamliel, Avacham Maimrim Misano Mashtim. No, you're allowed to fast in this case on Chanukah and Purim, in the case where you started to fast beforehand, and you made Xerah to fast for 30 days, so you're allowed to fast even during Purim. And when you have to fast then on Chanukah and Purim, you have to be Mashlim. So the more my love akula doesn't mean on all the cases. So Drashi, my love, Chachom akula kaimi, Veina Chanukah Purim, Veina Erev Shabbos. Also to the case of Erev Shabbos. Omid Yagmer Rav Rabbi Yosef, Beloshin Chachomim, Shmamin Aloch Rabbi Yosef. Because since Rav learned Erev, this is the Loshin Chachomim, Mashma, we paskin like them. And they are saying what? That it is Mashlim. You're allowed to fast the whole day. So my love is going on all the cases, even on the case of Erev Shabbos. When the tainus came out on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to fast the whole day, even into Shabbos. So the Mora Tayeloi, on Chanukah and Purim. No, maybe it's only going, you could be mashlim on Chanukah and Purim. If the tainus comes out on Chanukah, since Chanukah is only midirabonin, so maybe you could be makel to fast on Chanukah and Purim. Mashenkin, when you're fasting on Erev Shabbos, since on Shabbos is a deraisa v'gadin, or it's not also the fast midiraisa, but I call upon him, Shabbos is midiraisa, there there's an inyan not to fast at all on Shabbos, maybe there you have to eat before Shabbos. So that Rav Paskin Chom says, it's mashlim, so the Maranein, it's only going to Chanukah and Purim. Since they're only midirabonins, then we say, once you fast the whole day. But it could be, when the tainus comes out on there, Shabbos, there's a din, you're not allowed to fast until Shabbos. You can't come into Shabbos when you're Masana. So the Mar Hokinami Mustaba is a swallow like this also. These talk of if you're gonna tell me, Akulo